Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. I want to begin by thanking Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting and KSEJ for producing this episode of Grow Siouxland. And collectively, JB and I wish to thank Chris Bogenreef, the longtime sponsor of this program. Chris, of course, with NAI United. Delighted to have a guest in studio with me this morning who really needs no introduction, Councilman Rick Bertrand. Rick was recently elected to the city council. Many of you know that Rick is a former state senator and no stranger to public service. And over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know Rick a little bit better and then also talk about his vision for our Sioux City and the broader community as it is impacted by Sioux City. Rick, good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me. It's great.
I know that you have a very busy day today, focused on council, and sometimes people don't realize the long hours that elected representatives put in, and I said we'll talk about that perhaps in the second half of the program, but before we get there, as we do each and every Saturday morning, we like to introduce our guest to our listening audience.
Great.
And so let's begin with where you grew up.
You know what, Chris? Like I said, you and I have known each other probably close for 30 years. Born and raised right here in Sioux City on a little farm on the northeast corner. Grew up on a cow-calf and a hog operation, and attended a little neighborhood school, Grant School, downtown in the neighborhood in Kelly Park. Grew up in Kelly Park, still live in Kelly Park. And then attended Bishop Heelan, graduated in the 80s before I made my way over to the University of Northern Iowa, where I majored in political science and economics. And then about 15 years ago, I ended up getting my master's in organizational leadership, and that's pretty much sums up my education.
We don't let anybody go through their childhood as quickly as you just did. So yeah. At Grant School, were you a good student? Were you involved in sports, or were the chores on the farm that kind of consumed your schedule?
It's funny you say that. I mean, with Dad, we were old school. I mean, I spent probably 70% of my time in the classroom and 30% of the time farrowing hogs and putting up hay with my dad. You know, I spill that same philosophy into my family. I'm not afraid to pull my two boys out of school when I need a little help out on the farm right now. So it's been a great environment. It taught me the values that I had. It taught me to be honest. It taught me to be a straight shooter and to speak for what you feel. And it served me well.
Rick, how important was that ag background to the formation of your work ethic?
Well, the cool part about it, Chris, is when I went to Des Moines, it was like I had one foot on the farm and I had one foot in the city. And I truly believe that had great value. When I was in Des Moines, a lot of people thought I was a city guy. I came from a very dense population area in Sioux City, Iowa. I represented a very small district, which was highly populated in a urban or area. But I also understood where the ag community fell. And it served me well. It gives me good perspective. It just keeps you rounded and keeps you grounded.
And of course, you're referring to your time as the state senator representing Sioux City at our state legislature in Des Moines.
Yeah, that'll be probably like paragraph, hopefully 4 or 5 in my obituary when I serve in the legislature. I put my two terms in and I got out. It was an amazing experience. I had never put my name on a ballot ever before. I considered myself kind of part of that original Tea Party movement of a bunch of educated business guys that decided to get involved with government. It was an amazing experience. I went down there with results, not worrying about a voting record. The good news is I made just as many Republicans and Democrats mad down there, but I brought home a ton of results, and I'm very proud of my work down there.
And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Before we get there, tell us about your years at Heelan. Again, were you a good student? Were you involved in sports, theater, drama, all the above?
Yeah, I mean, Heelan was an amazing experience, and any community needs not just a good public school system, but you really need a good private school system to balance it. And I do appreciate both the public and the private system, because I did. I went my junior high years and stuff, I was in the public school system, and my folks, when they could afford it, they moved me over to the Catholic school system. And what an amazing gift that was from my parents, the discipline that it gave me. I played football and baseball, and I was a crusader deep and deep. My kids are in the Catholic school system, and it's just a great option. Not taken away from the public school system, but it was an amazing, amazing experience, and I was very lucky that I can give that same experience to my family.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Councilman Rick Bertrand of the Sioux City City Council. Rick, tell us what came next after graduating from Bishop Heelan.
You know, like everybody, I mean, it seems like I want to go get a job, and I wasn't ready to come back to the farm. And, you know, Dad always says the the two biggest wastes of money out there was horses and a college education. And he's probably right on both. But I set out, and I ended up spending some time in Madison, Wisconsin, and I got involved with some lobbyist firms and on the medical side of it. And then I ended up moving out to Parsippany, New Jersey for a stint before I landed a gig down in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was down there during the Olympics, not participating, but down there during the Olympics, heading up a as a regional manager for a prescription benefit drug company. I was able to travel the world. They showed me the world. They showed me corporate etiquette. They showed me how to balance budgets and handle people and how to not be afraid to get up in front of people and to speak your mind. I made my way back in the early or the late 90s where my wife and I decided to make Sioux City our home.
And right after Helan.
Yeah.
4 years at UNI?
Yeah, well, like anybody, four and a half. I had a little fun, four and a half, five. I had a pretty good time
and what
my
did
freshman
you
year.
And what did you study?
I studied political science and economics. I considered law until I realized that I had to work in an office the rest of my life, and then I got away from that.
And wanted, you were somebody that growing up on a farm needed to be
yeah,
outside
I mean,
and have a little
well,
bit more
I mean,
freedom.
Through college, I learned two skill sets. I learned to bartend, which gave you the people skills, and I took my skills of that I my hard work, and I laid carpet and paid my way through college as I went. So I laid flooring and tiling, you know, up to I was probably 35 years old on the side, but I did it, you know, just to pay my way, and it was good money and it was cash, and I worked hard.
Rick, tell us a little bit about your family.
You know, I've been married 28 years, I always like to say. My wife likes to say it's about 22 of the best years of her life. I have three kids, all mine, which is nice. I have two boys and a daughter. My daughter is a senior at Helan, and she just got a scholarship to run at Wayne State next year.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, she's ready to be out the door, and probably mom and dad are ready. She's 18 going on 23, but she's an amazing kid with an amazing story. She's part of the Helan tradition now. What she's done at the state meets and with the conference championships has been amazing. I have a freshman boy, again, and then I have a seventh grade boy, and those guys have been brought up a little redneck. They've been brought up tough. Dad's been hard on them. They understand how to use a shovel, use a broom, and run equipment, and they're not afraid of farm animals. So they're growing up right.
And I know that Tammy is your chief supporter and campaign consultant. Tell us a little bit about your bride.
Yeah, sometimes people think that Tammy is special needs because she's so good looking and she married me, but she's not. But so, you know, at the end of the day, it's been a good fit, and we have a great time together. We keep it simple and fun. You know, it's been a great ride.
So, Rick, you mentioned that you studied political science at the University of Northern Iowa, but it was a little bit later in life that you put your name on the ballot for the first time.
Yeah.
What compelled you in that initial campaign to decide, and I remember this well,
yeah,
because you were wrestling with whether you're going to run for the state house or the state senate.
Yeah.
Take us back a couple of years and talk us through why you decided to get involved in public service and what was the catalyst for the decision to run for the state senate.
Well, ironically, Chris, it runs parallel kind of why I decided to jump into back into city politics, which is a tough gig. At some point, you get tired of people making decisions. That have no experience making decisions for people that have the experience. You know, it's just you get tired of people that don't sign the front of paychecks. You get tired of people that don't understand how it is to put your neck on the line when it comes to investing in a community or into a project, into a business. At some point, you're like, I'm tired of sitting around and complaining, and I'm going to jump in. And what I've learned in government really quickly is that there's not a lot of smart people in government, not a lot of people with real experience. And if you go in there and do the work, you can get your way, and you can actually make real change. And I think you saw that when I went to Des Moines, and I think you're seeing that very quickly here in the city council.
So not only were you elected to serve in the state senate, but you also became involved in presidential politics.
Yeah.
As national candidates reached out to you,
yeah,
in your capacity as a state senator representing,
yeah,
the conservative part of Northwest Iowa or the conservative part of the state of Iowa. Tell us how that went.
Yeah, what a great opportunity. I mean, especially in Iowa, which is, you know, kind of AAA ball in politics, you know, being first in the nation. And I had the opportunity, number one, to meet a lot of these candidates and to learn from them and, you know, at that level. And I hooked up with Marco Rubio, which obviously was a great horse to pick, as you see what he's doing on the national level now, and I think is going to have a tremendous future. I consider him a friend of Tammy and I's, and he taught us a lot, and he did a good job in Iowa, and I probably would guess we're going to see him here again here in the next few years.
Did you have the opportunity to see his recent speech, and what did you think?
Yeah, I did. did. I mean, it was classic Marco. I mean, Marco, I really appreciate him because he's a straight shooter. He does the work, which is the key to politics. You can't walk in blind. You can't walk in uneducated. He does the work.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial, a Powell Broadcasting radio station. Our guest today is Sioux City City Councilman Rick Bertrand. Rick served two terms in the state Senate prior to seeking election on the city council. He is a Sioux City kid that went to Grant Elementary, Heelan High School, continued his education at the University of Northern Iowa, where he studied both political science and economics. And after a short commercial break, we're going to visit with Rick about his vision and his priorities as a member of the city council, which meets later this morning to start to focus on budgets. We'll be right back with Councilman Rick Bertrand after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you are with us for the first half of the program, you know our guest today is Sioux City City Councilman Rick Bertrand. Rick, also former state senator, did two terms of 4 years each down in Des Moines, representing 8 years, being our voice in the state capitol. Rick is now one of five voices on the Sioux City City Council. And Rick, you've been in politics, you've stepped away, you saw some things in your hometown that you believed needed to be addressed. You formulated an aggressive agenda, announced early that you were going to seek a position on the city council. You were successful. And let's just talk a little bit about your decision to return to politics and what your priorities and what your agenda include.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, like you know from the past, I was very fortunate. As you know, in politics, a very few number of people actually get to sit in the room where decisions were made. A lot of most legislators don't even get to stand outside of a door where decisions are made. I was very fortunate to get myself involved at the state level where I was in the room and able to make decisions. When I look at running for city council, it wasn't really a tough decision other than the fact that I want to get involved because we are coming off what I believe is the worst city council in a decade of just absolute laziness, absolute people that didn't do the work. They depended upon staff and they allowed the downtown become what I believe is a lazy environment. So when I jumped into this thing, I went in there with a clear agenda and I listened to the people around me because in the last few years, some of my building colleagues, they've been run out of town because of the permitting process. They've been run out of town because of the business atmosphere. So that was really the genesis of why I want to get involved, because I'm not here for the free coffee. I'm not here to take pictures at a parade. I'm here with a specific agenda and we're going to get it done, and we're off to a great start.
You know, Rick, it's no surprise that people were looking for a change.
Yeah.
People were looking for someone who might be a little bit of a bull in a china shop, break some glass, make some things happen. Do you feel that you're that candidate and now that councilman?
It's funny you say that. I think there's a difference between a bull and a bully. And anytime that when people get uncomfortable, the first thing they yell is, oh, you know, Bertrand's a bully. I'm not a bully. I just deal in facts. And I do my work and I do the homework. And I ask for accountability and I ask for answers. And I just keep asking questions. And when you keep asking questions, it makes people uncomfortable. But when I ran, Chris, the agenda was very, very clear. Is number one, I wanted to bring back the positive business atmosphere into this community. Like I said, we've run most of our local builders out when it comes to the housing. Corporations and companies are not being listened to by the old council. We wanted to give them an ear and a voice so that they can come here and not just succeed, but to make money and succeed and invest more money in this community and buy homes and build homes. And that's what, you know, when you start a business, that's what you do. So my number one goal was to reestablish the business community. I think we've done that so far with the accountability that I've implemented at the permitting process and in the engineering department. We've just begun. People are uncomfortable, but we are seeing results there. And the second thing was obviously the panhandling and the homelessness. That is a direct reflection upon our community. And somewhere in the last 10 years, in the complacency and the laziness, we've got confused that compassion, enabling is compassion. And Chris, it's not. Enabling is not compassion. You know, the idea that all we do now is hand out fishing poles. You know what? Teach them how to hand out fish. We need to hand out fishing poles. And I think that's the big thing. And the third part of this is the property tax nonsense. For what we pay in property tax in this community, you just don't. People aren't seeing it. They're not feeling it. My goal here is everything that we touch with this new council is going to be citizen focused. Not only do they see it, but they feel it and they understand where their dollars are going. And we're going to implement discipline and accountability. And we're off to a great start.
You're listening to KSEJ. Our guest today is recently elected Sioux City City Councilman Rick Bertrand, serving as one of five members of the City Council. And Rick, I think both you and I know that some of the best years for this tri-state community was when Gateway Computer in North Sioux City was blowing and going and growing. And capital was coursing through the veins of our Siouxland tri-state economy. So while Sioux City is the anchor metro, we are in a tri-state area. Tell me what your vision is for business growth, and does it include making more dollars course through the veins of our local economy?
Yeah, and I think that's a great analogy that you use, because sometimes I think, Chris, that we're maybe stuck a little bit in the Gateway 2000 mentality, and we need to take a step back and recheck what is our community, you know, priorities. You know, we talk about quality of life issues, and maybe back 15 years ago that, you know, a very intricate, you know, trail system and all of these amenities and the art centers and stuff were very important. I'm not saying they're not important, but right now, you know what people want? They want smooth streets. They don't want their street being tore up because of aged infrastructure. They want a business community that when they go down and they apply for a permit to add on to their garage, or an existing business wants to add on 1,000 feet, that it's not just no, no, no. And again, that's where I'm coming into this. And we're putting processes in place that are going to hold not city staff. You know, I mean, again, it's not picking. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody's getting let go. It's just I think that they're excited down there because there's a new attitude of service to the citizen. And, you know, that's why I'm involved.
One of the things that I think all residents of Sioux City would agree on is that sometimes we need to be reminded that the public sector works for the private citizen. Well, and we've lost a little bit of that customer service. I know that that was a focus during your campaign.
Yeah.
What can we see as a manifestation of you actually implementing some change at City Hall?
Then that's exactly where we need to go. You know, the campaign's over, Chris. This is now about results and what we're doing. And it starts today, and it started last week with the budgeting process. You know, we're rolling out right now. We're going to have the largest percentage decrease in the city levy in almost two decades. We've already introduced about $1.52, which is a 13% reduction. I'm calling on today at the meeting today that it can't all be done by the Sioux City City Council, that there's three parts to this levy, and we need to call on the county to do their share, and we need to call on the school board to do their share. They have the ability to lower the levies, but we're going to do our part. We're at 13%, $1.52 drop right now implemented, and after today, it's going to be more than that. So that's the first thing. Specific action. You're going to feel that in your and we're just starting. This is our first year. You're going to feel that in your tax roll. And then in the homeless, we've disassembled the 13 camps that are out there and that never should have been there with the homeless camps. We're taking people off the streets. We're talking to the judges and trying to stiffen the fines. We're going to clean this city up. And you know what? The homeless center, the warming shelter is great in theory, and God bless it. But you know what? It ain't good for business. And when people are moving out because of it, it's a safety issue. And we're going to work towards correcting that. We can do this with compassion. And then again, with the building community, I think you're already seeing that we've kind of dropped the some new expectations on. We're going to go from the most unfriendly to the friendliest, the slowest to the fastest, and we're going to grow.
You know, Rick, I know that the listening
audience. It's about results. It's about results, Chris. That's where we're at.
I'm sure the listening audience is encouraged by some of what you're sharing. You talk about the role that you play in having to work cooperatively on property tax relief with the county and other taxing bodies.
Yeah.
How is the relationship between the city, the county, and other taxing bodies? Are you going to be able to accomplish what you've set out to do?
Yeah, I mean, the cool part is that I think that even from the DOT to the county to everyone, that they're excited for this new council. I mean, that was the underlying murmur, is they were waiting for this new council, and you're going to see results there. So we all know each other, we know who the players are, and you know, during the campaign, I got beat up a little bit that I said, "Watch what one man can do." Well, you're seeing it. I think just it's called leadership. And this is not going to be hard for me. People know what they got. They know what they're getting. And I mean that humbly. I really do. But they know what they voted for. And the pressure's not going to be on me, Chris, the next year. The pressure's going to be on the other new members, and the pressure's going to be on the existing members. Do you want to be part of the solution, or do you want to stay part of the problem? And guess what? I've learned in the legislature that I may not get this done the first 22 months of my election or my term. But I can promise you I'm going to get it done the last 22 months of the term, because we've got an election coming up in 2 years. And if I don't have the votes now, we'll have them in 2 years. So I'm very confident that you feel a little wind at our back in the community. I really do. People that come up to me in Menards or in Walmart or just at church or wherever, they're excited for what we're doing, the accountability and the transparency that we're calling out in the chamber. The days of the council meetings being over at 10 to 5, I mean, we're there every week now till 6:30 or 7 o'clock because we're actually doing the work. And the great times are ahead of us for Sioux City.
Rick, we have a minute and a half left in our program this morning. I'm going to give you the final word. How do you want to see this community change over the course of your tenure on the Sioux City City Council?
Well, we need to quit trying to be Omaha and Sioux Falls. Forget that language. Let's be Sioux City. Let's be Sioux City. Let's develop. Let's create our own opportunities. And we can, and it can be done. But it has to start with leadership, and it has to start with a vision. And the vision is to open up this community, this business community, welcome developers, welcome people to invest in here, to come here, not just for the lifestyle, but to make money and to reinvest it in this community. So I'm very confident it's going to take time and it's going to be bumpy. I'm going to take some punches along the way and try to be pigeonholed. But at the end of the day, it's going to be great. And I'm very, very pleased where we started.
Well, Rick, we thank you for spending time with us on this Saturday morning. I know that you're going to rush straight off to City Hall for all day budget meetings. We wish you and your colleagues on the council every success as you move forward with your vision for Sioux City. And again, congratulations on your successful election to the council. And we look forward to continuing to see your efforts bring results to our community. And hello to your family.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host on behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, and our sponsor, Chris Bogan Reef of NAI United. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.